Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey y'all, it's Alante, and you're listening to Black and in Grad School, the podcast that helps women and people of color like you excel in this journey. If you're listening, I believe you are an aspiring or current scholar who wants to successfully navigate this process. By sharing my experience while pursuing my PhD and interviewing other Black graduate students or early career professionals, it is my hope that you can glean encouragement, advice, and strategies that you can apply to your journey. Thanks for listening. What's up? What's up? Welcome back to another episode of the show and the last episode in the mini series, Flowers, an Ode to Black Modern Scholars. Let's get started with Lessons from the Trap, as usual. And today's song follows this theme. Last week's song was about blooming. This week's song is called I Wish You Roses. And it's by Kali Uchis, who is really talented. I kind of feel like this song doesn't fit into what I immediately think about her music, kind of, you know, she has like a bunch of like popular songs, but this song is really dope. And it really is honestly a love song about lovers and breaking up and drifting apart. But I used to joke all the time that grad school was nothing but a bad boyfriend anyway, so it still feels very appropriate as a song for the Lessons from the Trap. Don't we all have lessons from bad relationships? So I still pulled a little piece of motivation, a little piece of truth out of this song. And like I said, it's following that theme about flowers, given the name of this series. And so the little lines I want, the lyrics I want to share with you today are, I wish you roses while you can still smell them. With pretty flowers can come the bee sting. That's not like, I clearly am not performing it. You need to hear the song. The first line I love because it's just wishing one well. Also, this is a very peaceful breakup, which like I hope as you transition out of your grad school journey, it's peaceful and not like traumatic and dramatic that can go wrong. But it's like, I hope you are able to enjoy the good and beautiful things about life now and not later. And then the next line, with pretty flowers can come the bee sting. I just feel like that's so true about the grad school experience. Going after personal and professional goal, like earning a graduate degree, is a beautiful thing. To have that opportunity and then be able to go to a school that you like, study things you're interested and passionate about, that is a beautiful thing. That does not guarantee that there will be no pain alongside that beautiful experience. There are going to be some bee stings along the way. That's just the reality about our journey. And so maybe this isn't necessarily the most like uplifting, but I think sometimes, I guess I feel like reality, it can be uplifting sometimes, of like acknowledging the shittier parts of an experience makes it like, okay, so I'm not just tripping. This is really like how I'm feeling is normal within the context of what's going on here or what situation I'm in. That does make me like feel better. So at least me, that's been my experience. And so I hope this helps, encourages you, maybe give it a listen. It's this little vibey song end of the day. So even if it's not moving you or motivating you for graduate school, I do think it should be put in the rotation. Moving right along, we have Flowers for Brandon Taylor. Brandon Taylor is an American writer. He attended Auburn University, Montgomery for his undergraduate studies and then joined a graduate biochemistry program and decided to leave in 2016 to begin a career in creative writing. He earned graduate degrees from the University of Wisconsin-Madison and the University of Iowa, where he was an Iowa Arts Fellow at the Iowa Writers Workshop. So let me already stop because I find Brandon's path in and of itself so exhilarating, because I think as someone in STEM who has other creative juices, I guess, you know, I feel like the podcast has definitely been a creative outlet for me. over the last now 7 years, which is like wild to say. I know years 5 and 6 was light, but life was lifing. But to be on a path that some may think or assume is like the path, or determine that's the best for you because you're good at X, Y, Z, and following your truth, following your passion, following your gut, and taking a pivot and a big leap is such a beautiful thing. And Brandon also used his graduate school experience and journey to make that pivot. So I think he looks like so many of us who are like, yes, I might have studied, I'm sure he did some sort of biochemistry work at Auburn, and then realized, well, I really want to become a creative writer, and so I will use this graduate time in graduate school to develop that skill. And develop that skill he did. Let's get back to his bio. His short stories and essays have been published in many outlets and have received critical acclaim. His debut novel, Real Life, came out in 2020 and was shortlisted for the Booker Prize. Real Life is a campus novel imagined by the vantage of a character who is usually shunted to the sideline, a gay black student from a small town in Alabama. A review written in Time magazine reads, "Taylor's book isn't about overcoming trauma or the perils of academia, or even just the experience of inhabiting a black body in a white space, even as Real Life does cover these subjects. Taylor is also tackling loneliness, desire, and more than anything, finding purpose, meaning, and happiness in one's own life." And I think that's such a beautiful, beautiful thing. Taylor went through his life, decided that the biochemistry path was not for him, and provided such a rich body of work for that speaks about the graduate school experience. I don't know if you all know many fictional books that do that. I don't, which is how I found this book, and as I'm currently reading it and really enjoying it, quite frankly. I want to add a little bit more about what Taylor himself has said. He shared that, "I hope it's a novel that challenges people to think about the ways we fit together in our relationships with one another. I hope it makes people think really deeply about the ways that we are harmed and that they do harm to others." And by the way, this book also made the 100 Notable Books of 2020. And so back to my thoughts, you know, I am, like I said, currently reading Real Life, and I'm honestly loving it. I am not from a small town in Alabama. I am from Detroit, Michigan, but I know the experience of going to a large Midwest university for graduate school. Specifically in this book, actually, he references nematode research, which I did nematode research in my master's at my Midwestern university. So that clearly immediately caught me, because the similarities were uncanny. Like, I literally called my mom like, "Yo, this book sounds a little close." I know it's not my life by any means, but I just felt very much aligned with the main character and his experience, his feelings. I felt them. And so I just think it's such a good book, and very few, like I said, very few books that I know about that are nonfiction that explore the graduate school experience. So back to his bio. In 2022, his collection Filthy Animals was a national bestseller and was awarded the Story Prize and shortlisted for the Dylan Thomas Prize. Taylor's second novel, The Late Americans, was published last year, and it follows a group of writers in Iowa City where he lived while getting an MFA at the Iowa Writers Workshop. I just think this is an amazing author. I'm so grateful that his graduate school experience, he felt was interesting enough to write about. Again, we just don't see these things often, so I would encourage you to pick up Real Life or pick up The Late Americans or Filthy Animals, add it to your TBR for the year, and maybe you will also feel some of the things that I felt while reading it. But I just didn't want this series to end without giving flowers to Brandon Taylor. I've been following his work since the pandemic, when Real Life came out. I was still in school and had no capacity to read it, but I knew that once I did, I was going to, and now I have. And so flowers to Brandon Taylor. And that is a wrap on this mini series. I want to thank you for listening. This is not the last that you'll be hearing from me, but I am moving a little bit slower. Things look a little different for me right now for a variety of reasons. Work, personal life, goals outside of these things, but it's been really fun to record these episodes, these moments to honor the folks that are shaping our world right now and shaping our culture. So I hope that you enjoyed it too. I will be back. So talk to you soon. Take care. Bye.
Thanks again for listening to this episode of Blackening Grad School. For more content to help you on your grad school journey, check out blackinggradschool.com. That's blkingradschool.com. Love this episode? Head over to Apple Podcasts to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It's very much appreciated. Until next time.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.